Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I ate one last night during the State of the Union. I was actually,
The president
I
had one
this.
During the speech, too, didn't he?
He did with those giant Joe Biden veneers.
Hold on.
You know, at a certain point, he smiles, and he really does look like the Joker, where that like, triangle Why? Goes off to one side, right, where he's just kind of going,
his face is going to bust open.
It's like, really, doesn't it look like all of a sudden he'd be like, I have to say, and then the whole jaw opens up. Jack Cassidy was on the Alan Ludden version of Password. He gave his partner the clue Bah, B-A-H. Naturally, his partner said sheep. It turns out Jack, in his phony baloney, mid-Atlantic pretentious accent, was saying bar. It was spectacular. Hello there. I'm going to the bar. Going to the bar to have a margarita. Jack Cassidy!
How your businesses pivoted as best as possible during the pandemic, and then the filming process with puppets, do they wear masks?
We will go to Goldbelly and sell cakes for a fortune, we will.
Yes, we will.
Here we go. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm kidding.
Home run.
You sell it for a million. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
It's funny because it's true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, this is a treat. It gives me great pleasure to welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show one of the greatest surprises of my life when they brought Duff out to our studios in Manassas, and a lot of things have changed since then. Please welcome the man himself. He's got a show premiering on Discovery Plus today. It's called Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time, produced by the Jim Henson Company for Discovery Plus. Duff Goldman, the ace of cakes, is here from the Charm City Bakery. Hi, Duff. How are
you? I'm doing great. How you doing?
It's great to have you on the show, and we're so excited. We're all big fans, and you were so nice to join us a few years back when you came by the studio. And now I want to talk about your new project, because you are going to be – what, were you a Pee-wee's Playhouse fan growing up? Where did this come from that suddenly you're going to be surrounded by puppets? What the heck is going on?
One day I was in my apartment and I was baking. I was making a babka. And as I was baking, I was watching Sesame Street. Because Sesame Street is a work of art, right? The way that Sesame Street just explains things, it's just beautiful. And I was like watching and just loving it. And, you know, I was making my babka. And I started thinking about, like, how would Sesame Street explain babka? And then I just started thinking about, like, how would baking and puppets work? And so I came up with this idea of, like, you know, I have this magical bakery that I can go anywhere, do anything. And I have, like, this, you know, a fun group of characters in the bakery that all kind of help me, you know, bake stuff, right? So we, you know, come up with different things. We make a cake and I got to make it. And so, you know, I had, like, the idea was cool. I wrote, like, a story, like, for an episode. And the way I kind of thought about it was each episode would be a single ingredient, right? So one episode is eggs. One episode is chocolate. One episode is salt, you know, and we, like, you know, really go into, like, what these things are and why we need them in cooking and how they work. And so I wrote this whole episode, like, you know, it's super silly. Like, we don't have any eggs for our cake. And so we have to figure out, how do we get the eggs, you know, for our friend's birthday? And so we go through the whole thing. We bake the cake without eggs and we show people what happens. You know, we take a microscope, we go deep inside the egg, and then I play an egg molecule and I'm like swimming around in a little tutu and stuff, explaining, like, what's happening, you know, if you're chemically inside the egg. And it's just, it's super, super funny.
Wow. And it's going to be great. It's a family thing. It's going to be great for kids. I was thinking that, all right, being someone who, I like to spend some time in the kitchen, but I am terrified of baking. So if you're making this presentation on, it sounds like we're going to a market in Hong Kong. Happy time, happy fun time, Duff's happy fun bake time.
They ran out of letters, Mike, before they could add super terrific.
I picture a cat with the hand going forward, you know. Duff's happy fun bake time. If I'm an adult, because I'm not good at baking, and I know, I don't know which prep I was reading about this show, where one of the biggest ingredients you talk about is patience. Having patience. That's a good. I have no patience. I'm a stir fry guy. Will this show? Can I sit down with my 7-year old and watch this? Will I get anything out of it as far as like education, or is it specifically educating children? I mean, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely for everybody. And that was really important from day one. I was like, listen, you know, there's like some kid show, right? There's some stuff I love, right? I love Ice Age. Ratatouille is, I think, not only the greatest food cartoon ever made, I think it's the greatest food movie ever made.
That's
I think
great.
The way that Ratatouille captures flavor and kitchen culture, they nail it, absolutely nail it. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great stuff. There's also a lot of kid stuff out there that when you hear it, you're just like, what am I listening to? Right? Like, it's annoying. It's high pitched. It's squeaky. It's just like, it's the worst. I wanted something that everybody could like. And the science that we go into here, I mean, I think everybody finds it fascinating. Like, when we're talking about different pasta noodle shapes and why the different shapes are for different kinds of sauces, everybody thinks that's fascinating, not just kids.
I see, that's the answer I wanted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely fine with that.
And Patton Oswalt, who was, you know, we're having almost 6 degrees of separation with the Mike O'Mara show. Patton, who's been a frequent guest on our show, was
the voice,
the rat, the ferret, Remy. Ratatouille. Remy. He was Remy. He did that. Michael, come here. Michael,
oh no!
Want you to meet Mr. Goldman? We watched You sent out a little blurb, a little promo, a little tease, and
it's great.
They're promoting the heck out of this. And I want you to say hi to my son, who is a very smart guy. Say hi to Mr. Goldman.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Goldman.
Yeah, tell him good luck on the show.
Good luck on the show.
If you could bake anything you'd want, if you could have, what's your favorite kind of cake? Take your time. We've only got him for 20 minutes.
Yes, we have a hard out, so please choose.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, chocolate cake.
All right. So, Michael, did you know the best chocolate cakes are made with oil, not butter? And that's the cakes that are really moist and really delicious. They have oil in them. Butter is too solid at room temperature, where the oil is nice and liquid. And that's why when you have a good chocolate cake that's really, really moist, that's why it's so good. Also, the really, really good chocolate cakes have a tiny bit of coffee in them, because coffee makes the flavor of chocolate bigger, just like when you put salt on a beef, right? So, like, if you eat beef with no salt, it doesn't taste that good. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's a beef. You put salt on it, you're like, beefy, right? A coffee is the same way. Put a little bit of coffee in your chocolate. It doesn't taste like coffee at all. It just really tastes like chocolate. So there you go.
Wow.
Back to the day.
Literal saucer.
Do you have any questions about anything baked? Do you like baked goods? Do you like cookies?
Yes.
Why don't you ask him what his favorite cookie is?
What's your favorite cookie?
I think my favorite cookie is... my grandmother had a housekeeper that made these peanut butter cookies, and I have her recipe, but to this day, I just can't quite get them as good as hers, but I think peanut butter cookies are my favorite.
All right.
My favorite are chocolate chip.
Now, do you like your chocolate chip cookies fat and chewy or thin and crispy?
Thin and crispy.
Yeah, me too. I actually have a really good recipe for thin and crispy cookies that I'll send you. They're really good. And even your dad, who is a terrible baker, who has no patience whatsoever, I bet he'll be able to make them.
All right, buddy. Say bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Goldman.
Good to meet you, Michael.
Hey, Duff, when you're trying to get that peanut butter cookie recipe right, have you tried putting coffee in it?
It doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. I love the fact that you are doing the science of cooking, which fascinates me. Always have loved it. But yeah. Whenever I'm trying to teach it to my kids who are now practically grown-ups, they're 18 and 20, it scares them away. What do you do to make it so appealing? Because on your – do you have like a gene where you – because you made science so fun just in that little preview clip. It's how do you do it? What's your baseline?
I think what it is, it's like I'm always like – I'm fascinated by stuff. And I'm really – like I get really excited about things in the kitchen. And I think that when you're so excited about stuff, you're like, look how cool this is. You know, yeah. Like, yeah, it's super cool. You know, and everybody, you know, we're having a big cool fest, right? Because you're so sort of jazzed about like why something is happening. And when you can explain it in English, and that's the, I think the big trick is that a lot of times, like people will explain stuff to you, and because like they want to sound smart, they use big words, right? But like nothing is that hard. Nothing is that complicated, right? So like when you can like really explain something and really in words that everybody can understand, you know, when you talk over someone's head, they tune out. They're like, I don't know what this guy's talking about. I can't listen anymore. But like when you're really like explaining it in a way that people can really understand and you can share that enthusiasm and that curiosity that you have, I think that's what does it. It's like, you know, oh, wait, this person thinks something is very cool. And they're explaining it to me in a way that I can understand why they think it's cool. And now I think it's cool.
That's great.
You know, yeah. You're involved with your experience with the Food Network and with all this competition that we see on the Food Network, where it's just constant. There are baking challenges and this challenge. And I you've got so many different projects, it's hard to keep track of. As far as the biggest difference, you correct me if I'm wrong, that between, you know, cooking where you can kind of wing it and you can discover stuff. Mm-hmm. Is there anything – baking, I've always thought you have to be precise. You have to – the measurements mm-hmm. count. The amount that you put in counts. What you do counts.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had that moment you hear a lot about in chef's kitchens where you make a slight error or you discover something by accident that results in a great baked good? In your case, a cake or something like that. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. One time I was making a cake and I had covered it in fondant and it needed to be brown.
In what?
And my
what is
in,
it? What did you cover it in?
Fondant.
Covered it in... Yeah, fondant, which is like, it's like, it's kind of the consistency of pie dough, but it's a sugar paste. You roll it out really thin and you lay it on top of the cake and smooth it down. It gives the cake this really nice, smooth finish.
Okay, that, and a lot of your cakes look like that. I get it. All right.
Right. And so I needed to make the fondant brown and my airbrush was broken, right? So I was like, oh, I'll use a paintbrush. And so I started painting the brown right on top of it. It looked absolutely terrible. Did not look like the cake was supposed to be this nice, soft brown. But what happened was sugar is hygroscopic. There's a big word, but I'll tell you what it means. It means water loving, right? So sugar will drink the moisture out of the air. So like when you go to the diner and you try to get the sugar out of the big, you know, the glass thing and it's all stuck to the bottom, it's stuck to the bottom because the sugar absorbed all the moisture, became a liquid, recrystallized, and stuck together. And now you have a big lump of sugar in the bottom of the glass that you can never get out. So same thing. What happened was the sugar in the fondant started sucking up all the liquid that was in the paint. Then the sugar and the liquid mixed, and they got really sticky. So as I was painting it, it got streakier and streakier and streakier, and it eventually looked exactly like wood grain. And I figured out how to make stuff look like wood grain. You paint it brown and you just keep going over the same spot over and over until it gets really sticky. And then the surface of the fondant grabs the paintbrush and makes it kind of skip and stick. And it slides it around and it looks exactly like wood grain.
That's so cool. Now, well, now wow. I expect a puppet to come in and say, you know, it's a miracle, Duff.
It's a miracle. The cake turned into a wood plank. It's a miracle that we have
right there. Oscar, go ahead. Oh, by the way, I got to give another plug. Like,
I love this. There we go. International symbol for puppeteering.
Yeah,
I'm a puppet. I'm Yoda cake. Yoda cake, yes. Fondant. Fondant we will cook or we will make.
Go ahead, Oscar. I know you've got a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, Duff, we would be remiss not to mention, you know, the current state of the world. And I'm curious to see the twofold. One, how your businesses pivoted as best as possible during the pandemic. And then the filming process with puppets. Do they wear masks?
We will go to Goldbelly. We will go to Goldbelly and sell cakes for a fortune, we will.
Yes, we will.
Here we go. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Duff. I'm kidding.
Home run.
You sell it for a million. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. Let's go.
It's funny because it's true.
Let me tell you. Actually, I mean, listen, I think it's really important to look at things like Goldbelly, which is one of the things that we did during the pandemic. Like, nobody's having weddings. Nobody's having big birthday parties. So we literally, our business, we're humming along, doing our thing. It went to zero. Amazing. We had zero income. You know, overnight, zero income. Every cake on the books is canceled. Mm. Overnight. What are we going to do? So Goldbelly was one of the ways that we did this. Look, we can't sell, you know, big wedding cakes, but we can still get cakes to people. And now we can do it all over the country, which is really great. We've always tried to figure out how to do it. Goldbelly figured out how to do it. And so we got a really great partnership with those guys. And the thing about Goldbelly, it's like, oh, you want some brisket from a barbecue joint in Texas that you heard about on, you know, Guy Fieri's show or something.
Right.
Well, now you can go to Goldbelly and you can get it. And it's great for you because you get to have the exact real, that barbecue that you want. And it's great for those guys in Texas because they got a little barbecue stand. And now all of a sudden they are cranking out briskets left and right. So it's really, really good. I would highly recommend that people go to Goldbelly and just search around and see what's there. And, you know, if you got a buddy that was always telling you about the crab cakes at this one restaurant in Baltimore, like Jimmy's Famous, right? Mm-hmm. You know, go to Jimmy's Famous. I don't think they're on Goldbelly. I think they just do it themselves.
I know there's a Maine lobster roll on Goldbelly. I think there's a lobster roll on there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's everything. Amazing. Everything you can think of. And like, maybe you grew up in Maine and now you live in Idaho and you're not getting good lobster rolls. Well, you can.
So I
think that's really good. So that's one of the things that we did was we went to Goldbelly. Another thing that we did was we started doing lots of digital classes. You know, we did all of our classes were in the bakery, you know, like people would come in, we'd have a class, it was super fun. Now we do it where we're sending people kits. So everything they need for their cake is in the kit. Then they log on to our website and we have a class and everybody tunes and, you know, they can like ask questions and there's a lot of back and forth and everybody sees each other and it's really, really fun. So we did find ways that you know, we could get through it. And I think it's great. And I think what this did for a lot of us in the restaurant industry is really think about our revenue streams. And you know, we like having every restaurant in the country have to shut down simultaneously is not something anybody ever thought would happen. So you don't plan for that stuff. But now everybody who has now lived through this pandemic, everybody's thinking, well, look, what if this goes away or what if that goes away? How do we pivot? How do we stay in business? So that's some of the stuff that we did. And now with filming has been fascinating. It's been, we get tested every other day, like an actual COVID test, but we get like our temperature taken and we, you know, they check for symptoms every single day. You walk on set, first person you see is somebody from some sort of service that's a COVID monitor that are making sure that, you know, you don't have any symptoms. And then you are wearing a mask the entire time. When they say, action, you know, mask comes off, we do our scene, goes right back on as soon as they say cut.
Wow. And they're working, you're working yourself. I mean, I saw some of the clips here where you're in full costume and you're flying around the air, being an egg yolk and all this stuff. And I mean, it's pretty labor intensive. How many have you put in the can? How many episodes of the Happy Time show have you done?
Happy Fun Bake Time has six episodes. And hopefully people will watch it and we'll get to make more. But, you know, we'll see. This is a big, like, departure, right? This is a new, like, I mean, you know, not a lot of scripted stuff on any Discovery Network, let alone Food Network. I mean, you know, nothing scripted. And so, like, this, like, I got to tell you, I mean, just I am so grateful for them for just having the chutzpah to roll the dice on me and just be like, all right, look. You know, we're working with, you know, the Jim Henson Company, which we've never done before, doing a scripted show, which we've never done before, you know, taking, you know, some of our talent that's, you know, pretty, you know, a big part of a lot of shows and letting you do something completely different that you can fail miserably at, like we're taking a big chance. And like, for some reason they said yes. So I don't want to let them down.
I think you're perfect. I think that the idea is it's such a fit for you to do this. I know. And before we let you go, we only got you for a couple more minutes. Having a kid, did that in some way motivate you for this project a little bit? Because people think differently.
No.
As soon as that little life comes into the world.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, you're totally right. I mean, like now that I've had, like, she's 3 months old now. I mean, now I have a kid. Like, I mean, I feel like I have purpose in my life. I feel like I finally have direction and like a reason for being here. But this, I came up with this idea way before, my daughter was, you know, even a twinkle in my eye.
The show is Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. It's produced by the Jim Henson Company.
So cool.
For Discovery Plus. And as Oscar, said with a little naughty word, they're promoting the out of this. They're thinking you got something there. Rob, I know you have one more question before we let Duff go.
Do you pinch yourself that you saw Sesame Street, had an idea, and then fast forward and you're working with Muppets? And what's it like? I mean, they've been a part of our culture now for nearly 60 years. Yeah, what's it like working with Muppets?
Yeah. Man, I tell you, like, every single day, my wife would come with me to the set a lot, and like every single day, like, both of us are just like, can you believe this is happening? Like, the Jim Henson Company and, you know, Discovery and Food Network all said yes to this weird idea I had when I was in my kitchen just baking a babka and watching Sesame Street, like,
awesome.
A normal 40-something-year-old person.
I love it.
You know, like, I mean, you guys know how show business works. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are millions and millions of good ideas every day. And when one of them actually gets made, the amount of things that need to go right for something this different and this weird and this unproven to actually get made. I mean, that's why they keep making the same movies over and over and over. You're like,
exactly.
Oh, well, that would work. So let's just make 10 more of those. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You know, for people to really take a chance. I mean, it is rare. It is rare. And like, I personally, you know, I've never been as proud of a project as this.
That's great.
Seeing it come together.
I wish you the best. I really do.
The music is amazing. The puppets are amazing. The food is amazing. It's just everything about it. It's just, you're going to love it. It's really, really good.
We're here to support you.
I will be sitting down with my 7-year-old to watch this. And I wish you the best of luck. You're so generous to come on our show and join it. It's Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time. And it premieres today on Discovery Plus. You can see it today. I want everybody in our listening audience to give it a watch, especially with your little one. It's a family show, and we need more of those as well. And if you want to get one of Duff's cakes, you can go to Gold Belly and get those too. And really, nothing but a success to you. I hope you do really well with this. And
thanks,
after
Mike.
You do 10 seasons,
you.
After your 10th season, you're like, I never want to see another Muppet. Come back and join us, Duff, when that happens. Duff Goldman, thank you.
Duff.
Thank you for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks,
take
Mike.
Care.
Thanks, Rob. See you
thank
guys.
You.
That's
see you
Duff, everybody.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is very cool.
So
very, cool. Very cool.
And
so
before we go, thank you, Mark Riddell, for setting that up.
Woo! Oh, you've learned, my boy.
Yes.
You have
learned. MIRKRIDDELL,
right.
Mark Riddell.
Okay, he's fine. Tell him not to make promos that sound like he's the bottom of the toilet now.
He's already working on
what happened.
He's correcting
I don't know what happened.
It. He's working on it. He's
what
working
was
on
the
it.
Problem? Suddenly he's making these little things, and it's just like,
okay, Oscar Santana's got me. What about?
Rob, are you a baker? I never asked this.
Mike, I do a little something called fruitcake. Come on.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. That's right. I don't have the patience. Here's my problem.
You hate the science of cooking.
I hate the science of cooking. I don't like to do it.
You love to do, and I've seen you cook, and you're very good. You're a great cook.
But I want it in my belly.
And you're also one of these guys. But you cook right. like the movie Oscar when Mike cooks. It's like the movie Cocktail.
By the way, if you know somebody that's famous and would like to come on the Mike O'Mara show, we are told by Duff as we tape this in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and you'll notice that when we come back from break, we're all going to be wearing different shirts.
Not me. Yes.
Maybe not Rob. Maybe not Rob.
Got to roll the dice.
We are the most thoughtful people. We are, I have been in the habit ever since we got a hard time. The worst thing that could ever happen when you would do a Radio Row thing.
Yes.
And you'd get the big celebrity that would come on and they would say, you've got him for 11 minutes or you've got him for 20 minutes.
Nine minutes.
And the worst you would ever get. We were so, in the world of radio, so devalued. By the publicist that you'd have said, there's nothing. It was like, well, let me ask you one last question. Somebody goes like,
I'm sorry, we don't have any more time.
Like right in the middle. It's like,
it was bad. It was always D. It was bad at the Super Bowl, but it was the worst time was the last time CBS flew us out to Television City. And they were pulling people in the middle of questions.
Doris Roberts cannot answer
that question. Goodbye.
And there'd be some, I remember there was this moose-like publicist that I swear to God, looked like a combination of like Eve Arden and Godzilla who came over and was just like, it was Doris.
She has to go to the next interview right now.
Oh, bite me. Bite me with that. He's a nice guy. Wouldn't you say between him and, say, Guy Fieri, there are not many guys that would fit with the whole puppet thing. If you put Alton Brown on a puppet show,
Alton used
you
puppets
would have a
different.
Disaster.
He uses puppets for different purposes.
You also need a deep background check.
Yeah, his puppets suck.
Deep background check.
What are you doing?
You need a deep background check before you start a kid's show. Duff is clean.
Maybe not Alton.
You're such a mark. Why are we slamming? If we got Alton Brown, he'd be on the show tomorrow.
Yes,
of course.
If you tell Twitch to book Alton Brown.
Yes.
All right,
we'll have him on this show, and you can do the interview.
All right,
I'll be on the range.
And I'll write you questions about the science of cooking. You say I want to ask you about the acidity of baking soda.
Best baked product you ever enjoyed. Your favorite baked product.
Ooh. I put my fruitcake pretty high, but I can't choose it because it's mine. I really can't choose it because it's my mom's.
It's in my top four.
My mom's oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
I think it's probably, if I had a go-to, that would be my go-to. My mom's oatmeal cookies. The best.
My mom's flan. Fantastic.
Your flan?
Oh, the flan. Yeah.
So good.
Does flan really count as a baked good, though?
You have to bake it.
Isn't it more like a custard?
It's still in the oven.
It's not
right?
like a cookie or a cake.
You have to submerge the ramekin partially in water and put it in an oven.
Right.
I'm never full.
I had a carrot cake from the Publix grocery store like a week ago. It was really, really good.
You know, Carrie makes a very good carrot cake too. That's
just before we get out of here. We got.
Have you guys tried the Florida cake?
I'm gonna.
That's good.
I'm gonna look at Gold Belly. And see, we're not gonna slam it.
No,
not,
no what no, I would no, like to do, Mike.
No.
See how much it would cost on Gold Belly to have some Ben's Half Smokes delivered to here, which is only about 2 miles away.
Right. Well, I'm gonna put
because that wouldn't you say, Oscar? That's the if there were to be a food that would be delivered from DC, it would be the Half Smoke, right?
Yeah.
That's the signature food.
I've been on the site before. It is.
All right. I'm on the
of admission if it's a special.
He's got.
I thought it was a James Bond movie.
He's got red velvet heart cake, birthday cake, the classic DIY cake kit.
Ah,
that sells that too.
That stands for do it yourself.
Blue rose cupcakes. They're all right. Hold on, those are the best sellers. All right, trending. Let's see what's trending here. The blue rose chocolate cake is there. Mm. His cakes are beautiful. His cakes are. These are special occasion cakes.
Yeah,
they truly are. All right, let me see.
Even if the special occasion is just treating yourself, Oscar.
And I liked how you promoted briskets. And not even mm-hmm. just like what he does.
No, he's all about
it's
it.
It's like, get a sweet brisket from one of your favorite shows and pick up a cake if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, he said,
like, a less scrupulous man would be like, get my cakes, goldbelly.com, now.
McClune's Lobster Shack, lobster roll.
Where's that? Where's McClune's? Have you ever heard of
South
it?
South Thomaston, Maine.
Okay.
Hancock Gourmet Lobster Company.
Damn.
No, that's local for you, man.
Snap.
That is what... Okay. Sorry, I'd like to pay my mortgage. Thank you. Very much. That's the way I look at it.
Just ask Kathy to put it in dry ice and send it down.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see how many you get. Gold, let me double check. And Oscar? I think it comes with clam chowder.
It's Gold Kathy.
Gold Kathy. Mini lobster grilled cheese, lobster pot pies, a 4-pack.
A lobster pot pie.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's sell more advertising. All right, we're going to take a break. And thank you, Duff Goldman. Don't forget, watch that show. Help him out. Help our friend out. Mm-hmm. Produced by the Jim Henson Company for Discovery Plus. Duff's Happy Fun Bake Time, featuring our friend Duff Goldman, who was nice enough to come on our show. We'll be right back. Everybody! Free your mind.
Marijuana. If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
Okay. Oh, my God. The Mally Wally they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD now.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show. Is an extra primo top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
Nobody sounds more like a hipster than Jim Amato.
He loves drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire, and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your fireside time even more memorable. Because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can just sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And now, Solo Stove is offering a free fire pit stand with their purchase, with your purchase, I should say, of any smokeless fire pit during their spring sale. You can make the most of the season and get the most out of your new smokeless fire pit. It is a win-win. Order now. You go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun in moments. Stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. Easy to keep lit, even easier to clean. They're so confident that you'll love it. They offer a lifetime warranty and 30-day free return policy. Make this spring one to remember with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. God, I love mine. It looks so good, and they hold up beautifully.
And it's so easy. It's fully assembled. You take it out of the box, you put in wood, you strike a match, you have a fire. It is so great.
I sent that.
But it needs repetition. People need to know how easy it is.
I don't need your help on this part. It's my job. And get a free stand with any purchase of a fire pit. Actually, I do need your help. Just use our promo code. You write them. Just use our promo code Mike at checkout. That's not the usual code, so remember that. It's not TMOS. It's M-I-K-E, Mike, at checkout. That's solostove.com. Promo code Mike. And that was just before we get it. Yes.
I got to throw in the fact that why this free fire ring is so important, that base, is you can put it on anything now because the base stays cool. If you have like a composite deck and you're worried about having that heat on it, you don't have to worry about it with this free stand. So now is the time to buy. That's all. That's
Ace of base.
Yes, the base.
I'm going to call Solo Stove. Tell them they've got an extra full commercial today. That's very exciting. Now back to the content of the show. Thank you, Duff. My son and I will be watching that show, and we are very excited about it. He is looking forward to sitting down and seeing the Happy Joy Time silly
super
fun
terrific
theater,
happy Duff yes.
baking Woo! bake cookie show.
I saw Carla had a third camera advantage point of little Michael talking to Duff.
Yes.
Through your studio setup at home. Very cool. Yes.
Oh, that is cool.
It was very sweet, and the angles were not such that I had to edit. She always says, I got a great picture of you with Michael and I. So what's the angle? You know, I don't want to look. I'm vain. I have vanity.
We all should be.
That's why, as I mentioned sometimes, yesterday, I'd like to. Yes?
Sometimes when people take pictures of me, and look, this is my own fault. By the way, I'm going to say it. Yes? 4 pounds down.
this week.
Ooh.
See, that's what you get for getting the Moderna.
Yeah, second Moderna shot.
Yeah,
you shave off an extra 2 pounds. No problem.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but when you I wonder if people hate me at times. Where
you don't need to wonder about that.
Why would you take this picture and then share it with the world?
Well, at least you're not sitting on the front of an airboat.
That's Oh God. You sit like a fat man.
Mike, you don't have a fat man.
You don't have to sit like that. This is why when I went to games with people like Rofo and RJ, or if I was ever sitting next to you, you don't have to splay the legs out
like
that.
I'm not that guy. I'm polite when I'm next to you in an event.
But I mean, you sit, look, the TV people, look, when we sit, at least I do, when I'm on this leather chair that I have, this chair that, to be honest with you, I love those people over there. I know they have relatives that listen to the show, but my ass during the course of the show tends to ride forward.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that problem too?
No, I pretty much stay put.
Okay, I tend to slide so that by the end of the show, my head is back and my ass is forward. But when you talk about
Mike,
TV
I'm
going to
give
people,
you a visual aid. This is why we have cameras, right? So
all right, here we go.
Right there.
Look at that. Well, let's see if it comes into focus.
Or maybe not.
Fantastic autofocus. Come on.
There. It's got to focus on this, not me.
Yeah, it's not
you
doing
see it?
That. It's
no?
Yeah, it's Rob. It's
let me give you a better. Let me give you a better option.
Someday we're going to have a thing where we can put something up like that.
Oh,
and we can see it.
We can. It's just another room. That's all it is. Yeah.
I mean, that's
Hold on a second.
Get your face out of the way.
My face is too big.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. This is important. All right. Now closer.
Closer.
There's Rob. Rob, you're taking up. You are literally taking up three spaces.
Well, there was space to be had there.
Yeah, but not because of your girth, because of the way you're sitting. You're sitting, there's 7 feet between your knees.
I know. Well, you know, there was space, and you know, it was probably a banquette designed for three, maybe four people, and it was just me and my stepmother, and Kathy is not a particularly large person, so there was room to be had.
The autofocus really works great. There we are. There it is. Yeah. There it is. It's right.
I probably should have it's not proper to have one's knees so far apart. You're right. That speaks for men and women, young ladies and young men.
Look, I get it back in the day prior to COVID when I would ride in a golf cart with another golfer.
Yeah.
And I would have guys, thin or fat guys.
Right.
That would sit like they were getting a gynecological examination. I'm like, put your
man's
knees together, please.
But.
Please.
You know,
you weren't next to anybody. You weren't infringing on it.
Yeah, no, but you have to admit, we have been to, I sat next to you at the minor league ballpark in Florida, and we were fine. I've sat next to you at a hockey game. We were fine.
Wasn't that when you were singing? Some music came on and you were singing out loud.
I believe we were all singing a little bit because we had had a few. It was Sweet Caroline.
Thought you were going to get a date that day, Rob. I mean, that lady was absolutely enthralled with you.
Well, you
that
know,
was, sitting in
when
front
one sits with their knees together, one is quite appealing.
All right, enough of that.
But it was Sweet Caroline we were singing, and there's a thing that Caroline, Elvis does when it goes, when it go right into the Sweet Caroline, when Elvis sang it. Before that, he would go, whoa! And that you found very entertaining that night.
Still remember it as entertaining.
We're doing that.
Corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device.
Yes.
It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Homepage. There we go. President Joe Biden declared that America is rising anew as he called for an expansion of federal programs to drive the economy past the coronavirus pandemic and broadly extend the social safety net on a scale not seen in decades. Biden's nationally televised address to Congress, his first, raised the stakes for his ability to sell his plans to voters of both parties, even if Republican lawmakers prove that they aren't going to give him a free pass on any of this. The Democratic president is following Wednesday night's speech by pushing his plans in person, starts in Georgia today, and then on to Pennsylvania and Virginia in the days ahead. I wrote this down for the show today, that he appeared that the job agrees with him.
I agree.
He still had one moment where he really had the stutter, which they will seize upon, I'm sure, when it was just like, ep-tay, ep-tay, ep-tay. But overall, I thought he looked pretty together, and he was doing it
the way he does that. I call it the whisper Joe, you know, mm-hmm. where he goes kind of like, and that's all I'm going to do. Maybe I should work on a Biden, but I don't think I can. The vocal register is not the same. I can't really do that.
What I found refreshing is I didn't walk away from that speech feeling dread like I did with the past administration. Where mm-hmm. when we'd be done with something that was done during Trump's administration, I'd say, is that even like, do we do that in this country?
Right.
Yeah. Like you start questioning, like it felt like almost like a manifesto that was being
dropped. Even if you disagree with him, you don't leave it feeling like you've been put in danger.
Yeah.
You know, he's together.
Look, who knows? I know I don't sweat it. It really took me a lot to watch that last night because I'm kind of just thinking about my own life and, you know, not the political junkie. Hate's a strong emotion.
It is.
And I'm sure the ratings have gone down for the State of the Union.
But they need,
I'm sure somebody
don't they will need know. Stand-ins? Like vax stand-ins? That room should not be sparse.
To fill the room? Nah. Yeah. I mean, I was fine with the way they did it. We're at the finish line. They're all vaccinated. It's overkill. I wear a mask when I go to Walmart. I don't need to now. If I'm vaccinated, I should be very safe, but I put the mask on. The mask on.
I watched it on CNBC, and they had a side show. A lot of those senators were cardboard cutouts.
Legally, mm-hmm. you have to wear the mask, don't you?
I think Leahy from Vermont inside. Is a cardboard cutout. I think I do. But I wear them, you know, I'm careful about that guy. Yeah. Joe Rogan has an amazingly successful podcast. We've slammed Joe and celebrated Joe on this show. I got a lot of heat when I give him a hard time. So this, let me just say, I am the messenger. I'm reading this as a news story today.
Please.
Joe Rogan isn't afraid to mix it up on his podcast, but he messed with the wrong guy recently when he said young, healthy people don't have to get a COVID vaccination. Because he got clapback from the godfather of good health, Mr. Anthony Fauci. Hello, Anthony Fauci, coming into the octagon with Joe Rogan. On the Today Show
health
yesterday,
brother number one.
Fauci said, quote, Rogan is incorrect. I don't know if he cited him specifically, but he said the reason why you're talking about yourself in a vacuum, if you're doing that, mm-hmm. you're worried about yourself getting infected and the likelihood that you're not going to get any symptoms. But you can get infected and will get infected, excuse me, if you put yourself at risk. And even if you don't have any symptoms, you're propagating the outbreak. Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And also, others. This is what we've been saying this since the beginning.
Yeah. I've always suspected he is so wildly popular. Just like Sean Hannity is wildly popular and Rush Limbaugh was wildly popular. I think, and I've always suspected, there may be a little pandering going on. I think Joe Rogan likes to be the contrarian. He likes to do it, but I don't know because I don't listen to the show regularly. I don't listen to my show regularly.
If that's it's not for science, and maybe you're single, do it to really up your game. Because I have a friend that lives in Arizona. He called me just 2 days ago and said, you know what the new go-to is? Saying you're fully vaxxed.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's
that
a good thing to have.
You can go on multiple dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said it a lot in high school because the girls were afraid they'd get polio if they dated me.
It's likely that you, if you don't get vaxxed, may inadvertently and innocently then infect someone else who might infect someone who really could have a problem with a severe outcome. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get out of your own head. Get out of your own ego, Joe. I mean, really, you could infect someone else. President Biden's communications director was a little more direct, saying, quote, I guess my first question would be, did Joe Rogan become a medical doctor while we weren't looking? Look, I think that's what I seem to have a problem with. You get this arrogance from people that have had either the virus or have not gotten sick, and it has absolutely nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with two words, public health.
Yeah.
And that's why we do that. So that's all I want to say about that. And with that said, Joe, if you're listening, don't let him get you down. Yeah. Peel off about 30 million of those listeners and send them right over here. All right. And then I'll do one more. Uh-huh. And then inform the people at Cornerstone that the rates are increasing, but they will get one commercial at the beginning of the show. Britney Spears will testify about the state of her conservatorship. And sources say she'll tell the court she wants her father out of it completely.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Britney and Jamie Spears are supposedly at war.
Oh no!
And, barely communicate at all anymore. Some of this is lingering resentment because Jamie wasn't there for her. Jamie Spears.
Well, what's your name? Hey, what's your name?
James Spears.
You got a famous relative?
Yeah, I got a famous relative, Jamie Spears.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie Spears. Right. Jamie Spears.
Yeah, she's going to be a big star. We want more.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Thank you.
Chris Crocker.
Crocker. Brittany asked the court to remove Jamie as a conservator. It's not clear if she will try to dissolve the conservatorship altogether or just boot her dad from it. So we're going to have to wait and see for
Jamie
that
Spears.
One. Good luck. The baby naming website Nameberry is back in the news. They just released a list of names that parents in the U.S. are searching for the most.
Mike,
when
you're doing your news, what goes to the top of the list first? Justin Bieber or Nameberry?
Nameberry is here. the boy names are some real traveling salesmen going down to town by stagecoach. That's all it says. These are the five boy names. I believe that we've skewed Western like Old West for years now.
Okay.
Here are the five boys' names that most people are searching for. Silas.
What? That's not even a name.
Atticus.
Okay, I can see that.
Arlo. That's cool. You name your kid Arlo. I give you a thumbs up.
That's a security camera.
Theodore.
Teddy.
And Finn.
Oh, no.
Finn with one N or two?
Two.
Oh, okay, then Finn. I suppose it's all right. Otherwise, it's like
remember,
a fish.
Carlin mentions Finn, right?
Yeah, he does. Finn.
The five girl names that are most people are searching for are Luna, Maeve, M-A-E-V-E, Aurora, like Aurora Greenway.
Like that.
Isla, and Aurelia. They're pretty names. I like their pretty names.
Where's Doris?
Aurelia is
Rose.
Too...
Charlotte.
Sounds too much like Areola. And Luna is Moon.
Yep. Yeah, Luna is Moon. Moony, Moony, Moon.
Yeah, so that's name.
What happened to Eddie?
Eddie. He was here a minute ago. I love that. Are you willing to trade just a little bit of your dignity for free ice cream? Well, you love ice cream, McDonald's, I'm giving their commercial here. They are running a promotion next Tuesday where you can get a free caramel brownie McFlurry if you've ever, quote, mistaken the McFlurry spoon for a straw.
I can see this.
And that's pretty common. Anyway, it's not like you have to sign an affidavit or anything. If you want the free McFlurry, you get an offer in the McDonald's app. I've done it. I'll be honest about it.
It looks like a square straw on the top of it.
Yeah. It's a very difficult thing to figure out.
I've actually put something on my keychain when I was a younger man and gone to Wendy's for the soft serve. Said the free guy, and then someone said, "Oh, you're a Wendy's guy," because it was on my keychain,
right?
And I was like, "I'm gonna stop doing that. A little dignity."
Do you know
you've lost weight?
Keep one going. Of the one of Big Daddy's favorite gags, and I've seen him play it on his son Billy before, is that they would go and if someone got a chocolate shake and left it unattended, he would tie a knot in the straw and put it back in. So there was no way for the fluid to pass. And I remember my Uncle Billy going, "Man, this is the thickest chocolate shake I've ever had."
And Uncle Billy went to school with Nameberry, didn't he?
He did, as a matter of fact. And Doris and Charlotte.
Now a little something something. A couple in Las Vegas said they will have to wait to continue building their pool after construction crews unearthed a set of bones dating back to Earth's most recent ice age.
Whoa.
Matt Perkins and his husband, who recently moved from Washington State to a newly built home in Nevada, said police and crime scene investigators showed up Monday at their home to analyze the bones. Joshua Bond, he is with the Nevada Science Center Research Director. That's his title, the Research Director. He said the bones are between, get this, 6,000 and 14,000 years old.
Wow, damn.
And are those of a horse or similar large mammal. It was very cold in Las Vegas back then. Almost as cold as the Golden Nugget slots were the last time I visited. Ladies, there you go.
Am I right?
Not quite, though. Not quite. That's right. They were ice age cold. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. And we do have a mailbag that we have to get to this week. I'm going to try. Is it okay if I do it then, Rob?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Right, we'll do the mailbag when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I used to be the life of the party, and so he said, "That's where I put my thermometer."
But then, everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mera. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the bonus show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
It's how sad it's been without interns around. We're going back to interns from like 12 years ago.
We miss Johnny. That really sets the bar low.
2 years ago.
And,
then
Maddie's going to leave.
Yeah. And, Maddie, we knew that she was going to bust out like a butterfly. And
I know she is, but I don't.
Or cicada.
Well, I put that. You know what I put on my show prep today?
What?
Hold on, let me get it for you.
She's following Johnny as she always has.
No, I just said, Maddie can't leave.
Oh, that's sweet.
On the bonus show this week, we're going to have a who's the name? What's the name of that lady that produced that great show?
Oh, Jessica Kirsten.
Jessica Kirsten is the producer of this great show that you can see on Hulu or FX that's called Hysterical.
Great documentary.
And it's all about funny women and women comedians. And I realized that with Maddie's tiny little asides that, maybe if we'd involved her more in the show, she might not have been spirited off to New York.
I feel if we've involved her more, she would have left sooner.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Oh, I wish you could see my lawn right now. Yeah. I have the greenest lawn, lush. It's green, no brown spots. It looks so good. We haven't gotten a lot of water down here in Southwest Florida, and I'm stunned. We irrigate, though. Sunday is more than just a yard care product. It's a custom lawn care plant with a variety of ways to help you grow a beautiful lawn, control weeds, and remove pests. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. I just went to getsunday.com, put in my home address, and their free lawn analysis tool took care of the rest in seconds. Yep. Kind of cool the way they do it. Sunday explains exactly what you get and why everything is waiting at your door. I'm sorry, I said that the wrong way. Sunday explains exactly what you get and why.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is waiting at your door when you need it. All I had to do was attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. Lawn care used to take up my whole day. It's less than 15 minutes now. It's really good stuff. The stuff really works, and my grass looks better than ever. Look, I haven't spoken to my neighbors, so when I say all my neighbors are jealous, that's Rob's line. Rob loves to say all my neighbors are jealous.
Mike, they call me.
He doesn't know whether they're jealous.
They call me. They say, hey, you're Mike's buddy, right? His grass, man.
All right, thank you. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom lawn plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. All right, we don't get to this. We're not going to do it. We don't do the mailbag as much as we used to. So let's do it. Let's do it. What's going on? A lot of moving parts on the show today.
We'll read them.
We'll read them for you. And if you would like to get your letters in, send them to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday. Here we go. First letter. I love you guys so much. We could just leave it at that.
Goodbye, everybody.
That's wonderful.
I love you guys so much, and I was hoping that you could announce the birthday of a very special lady. My granny turned 100. Rob, how long have these been lying on your desk? April 5th?
No, this was a recent letter, but it was a throwback birthday. It was like about a week and a half ago.
All right. She turned 100 on April 5th, and TMOS is way more important than Al Roker and Smuckers.
True.
Do they still do that on the Today Show?
I don't look at the Today Show
anymore.
They
do it on the digital version.
Her name is Peggy Jackson, and she lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And she was in the Army in WW2 as a WAC and was always very active in her church. She loves rhubarb pie, yum, yum,
love
and
it.
Gospel music. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a chance to get to it. Thanks, as always, Brian Hunt. Let me say, I hope you play this for her. Peggy Jackson, God bless you. You are wonderful. Thank you for your service to your country. Thank you for being active in your church, and God bless you for loving that rhubarb pie, Peggy Jackson.
Thank you.
All of us here at Mike O'Mara
Michael Mara Show, we love you. Next letter says, hi, guys. I'm an antique listener. Going back to the D&M WAVA days, I commuted from Towson to D.C. for 30-plus years for work. And not an Orioles opening day passes when I don't reminisce about Black Monday, when you guys were at Sliders. God, now I remember the name.
I do,
joint.
Too.
I got to meet you guys as we all walked into the stadium together after the gates opened for free entry, the seventh inning, I think, and enjoyed the game. I don't remember all that. I am still an avid listener and bonus show subscriber. That's when they started to say Redskins suck.
Yeah,
right?
What happened is the walk over to the stadium was nice, and then when we returned to Sliders, they threw beer at us.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was a great show.
A lot of fun. Thanks for so many years of great memories. You guys are ingrained in my lifelong cultural experiences the same way Letterman or SCTV is. How about that? Isn't that something? Bye then, Steven. Next letter says, hi, guys. I'm just curious if Oscar has seen the Hasbro Pulse self-converting Optimus Prime.
Not only have I seen it,
oh,
gentlemen,
no.
I may have ordered it. It's $800.
What?
Yes.
That's more expensive than your silver box.
Well, I got to be honest with you guys. I was feeling down about myself, and then I said, if I had this, I'd feel better about myself. So I went into my savings, and I said, we can rebuild that. So
$100.
Took that, and I'll have an unboxing here on the show, so everybody wins.
You know, you mentioned these things that you purchase for this kind of money, and it's a baby step. It's a little quarter baby step, but I always
my heart is full of gadgets,
quarter
Mike.
Baby step back from Oscar.
My wife doesn't know about the purchase yet.
No. Kevin from Battleground, Washington is very excited. Yeah. Is there a chance, if you get it, for Kevin's sake, you could bring it in and have a little show and tell?
Yeah, expected delivery August.
Okay. August.
Wow.
Got to wait for it.
Ooh.
Good things come. Good day, gentlemen. I was deployed by the federal government to Washington, D.C. for a COVID mission from April 14 to 26. Unfortunately, you all were on vacation, thus thwarting my attempt to sneak away and get an insider's tour of Podcast Village. Our hotel was right next to a metro station, and I walked by it every day on the way to my assignment. Every single time I walked by, I heard Mike's voice saying in my head, doing his mumbled metro announcement. Okay.
Boom, boom. Oh, hold on. We can actually do it right, Mike. Hold on.
All right. You know. Yeah.
Orange line. Orange line. Chinatown. Good. This is the blue line going to Perico.
They don't do that anymore, right? They have an announcer person.
But
that's
Mike, the person that does it now, it feels like I'm on a fake train.
Yeah,
Siri now, right? It's a Siri voice.
Well, if you go in the letter, you'll see actually how this gentleman dealt with the fact that it has changed.
You see? Okay, all right. Let me see. I wanted to share it with my fellow team members, but didn't want to get sent home for saying that I was listening to the voices in my head. Then at last we were given a day off. I really wanted to see Arlington National Cemetery. By the way, my number one when you go out there.
Beautiful.
And the best way to get there, the metro. Aha! Oh, joyous rapture. I get to experience the announcement firsthand. Off to the station I flew, buying my $4 metro fare card and boarding the orange line for Roslyn.
Beautiful.
With my phone at the ready, I sat by the speaker ready to record the real deal. Imagine my disappointment when a crisp, clear, mechanical voice said, Foggy Bottom, next stop.
Oh, no.
No! I inwardly screamed. Where's my muffled, vaguely Marion Barry-sounding dude? Another job lost to automation. Mike. Damn it. Worst year ever. He's right.
In Boston, on the team, I'm sorry for cutting you off, they have a gentleman, you know, he's got the Boston voice that does but it's live. It's not electronic.
Yeah.
So my nephew, when he plays his little cartoon sized toy T, like the T trains, the trains in Boston.
Yeah,
the T.
He does a voice. He says, next stop, Government Center. So he does the voice.
There you go. He's got the gift.
Yeah. He's got the gift.
I love the gift of mimicry.
Your subway from Boston.
Your subway from Boston. That's from Mark Kaplan, the ship's medical officer, the Golden Bear guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, next letter says, please ask Oscar if he's willing to share his Peloton username with me so I can follow his workouts. I'd follow Rob and Mike, too, but shut up. I know you're going to make a joke about it. Shut up. The show's been firing on all cylinders lately. I don't know. I'm loving it. Thanks, Adam H. Green, attorney at law.
I don't mind. Someone started a hashtag TMOS group. I think it has 32 members now. And my screen name is Oscar Santana. You will not see a picture of me, but I guess I can add one, maybe of the show logo here. And it's fun to see people riding. And look, I haven't engaged with the listener in real time when I jump on the bike as of late.
Right.
But when I do, it's going to be on. We will race.
All right. It's wonderful. That's lovely. Lovely, yeah. Really. Mike Fletcher writes, hey, guys, I know it's early, but I want to know if you'll be doing a Memorial Day spintacular bonus show this year. I'm going to say yes right out of the bat.
Yeah,
I'm going to say yes, absolutely, right off the bat, right in the bat.
In the back cage.
I just recently went back and listened to the first two, and they are still fantastic. My favorite part is Mike's Billy Preston meltdown. It's my spintacular. What was that, Rob? I don't remember.
I don't remember any particular meltdown over Billy Preston, but I bet it was the song Nothing from Nothing. I'm just guessing.
And I blew it, even though I loved talking.
Don't know.
Keep up the great work. You all get me through my good times and bad. Love you all. And thank you. We appreciate that. Another letter says, hello. I've been a fan since the 90s and just found you guys again through my brother. I can't believe I let it go this long without listening to you all. The show is better than ever, and I'm spreading the word the best I can. I just got my wife on board last week. Much love from Oregon. Adam! Not to the out west, they'd say.
Yeah,
really, big win. Really excited about that. Next letter says, fellas, I'm currently working at a FEMA mass vaccination site. That's a good person right there. My agency is providing 24-hour site security for the workers and the public. During this deployment, I was lucky and received the night shift, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. I have stockpiled both regular and bonus show episodes so I can get through the dreaded 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. window.
Wow.
The overtime I'm getting will pay for my brand new Sleep Number i8 bed with the FlexFit 2 base. I love this guy.
Yes.
I love this. This might be the listener of the week. When the salesman asked where we heard about Sleep Number, my wife said without missing a beat, the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love it.
She's 45. She's a 45, and I'm at 80. That means it's his sleep number.
His sleep number, not his ages.
Yeah.
No,
right. Yeah. If she was 45 and he was 80, they'd live in Naples, Florida.
Yeah, they might twin beds.
We are both extremely happy with our Sleep Number bed. As a loyal listener, longtime bonus subscriber, fruitcake lover, I want to thank y'all for what y'all do. Y'all do more for us than y'all can imagine. I think this is a good letter all the way through. I love it. Yours in Christ, Mike Robichaux of Morganton, North Carolina. Thank you very, very much. P.S. When I get home this weekend, I'm going to apply the first Sunday yard application to my lawn that I bought through the TMOS site.
Mike,
you are my favorite listener of the week. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
God bless you. Next letter. We got a lot of them. Got to fly right now.
Yeah.
God, this is a fat one. Hello. My husband is a religious listener to the show. We just had our first baby, a girl. Yay!
Woo!
And while we were in the hospital for almost a week, your show gave my husband something to distract him and provide enjoyment. I just wanted to say thanks for putting out engaging content and taking his mind off the troubles of working from home during a difficult hospital stay and easing the craziness of early morning hours with a newborn. Keep up the good work. Hope Stark. I wish we had the name of the baby, but congratulations on your baby, kids.
It's That's Mark, wonderful. Mike.
It's the Mark Stark.
I'm just making it up. I don't
okay,
know.
Thank you. Next letter says, aloha. I am 28 and have been listening to the show for 10 years now. I love it. I'm addicted. It brings me so much happiness. The only thing that annoys me is when Oscar feels a need to translate his family conversations. I just say it in English. This listener says, just say it in English, Oscar, and be done with it. We do not need to hear the Spanish version every single time. This isn't Telemundo. My mom said, hola, mi hijo. ¿Cómo está? Hi, my son. How are you? Please stop. Wow.
Yeah, can I throw in a counterpoint here? My favorite thing is when Oscar speaks Spanish. It's adorable. Yeah, Don't you stop.
Right. Thank you for listening. Unfortunately, you're going to hear a lot of that now that I know you hate it. Now
yes.
I got to triple down. Mm-hmm. I got to triple down.
Just like when the listener asked me specifically not to play the Quint, Captain Quint, Nails on the
Don't
Chalkboard.
Don't do it.
And I went along with it right there. I do it shorter, though, for him.
Thank you.
FYI, Mike, I just wanted to let you know
that not only guys are interested in Carla, some of us ladies are too.
Oh, look out.
I am an LMT, licensed massage therapist near Port Charlotte, and would love to treat Carla to a free massage and possibly exchange professional services if she is interested. You have my contact information. I think we would get along really, really well. Thanks for all that you do, Monica.
That's like a back page solicitation.
Yeah.
It sounds like
you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know.
I saw you at Publix. Yeah. You were shopping for cereal.
Looks like you have got two more letters.
Thank you. It's creepy.
In front of your house.
Hear ye. On May 4th, 2021, I scratch another line on the wall of my cell, making me excruciatingly aware that I have now served 30 years of my life sentence, all for a crime that innocently began with the words, I do, and have morphed over time into, what more can I do? Oh, this is so funny. The great philosopher, poet, and all-around bon vivant, Mahatma Kane Jeeves, once noted, marriage is like playing cards. At first, all you need are two hearts and a diamond. Soon, you're looking for a club and a spade. Oh, wait, I think I hear my wife calling me. No, sorry, it's just the neighbor's dog.
What?
Wow. Wozy woo. Marlena, you know I kid. I love you, and happy 30th anniversary. Your hubby, Mike Wilson.
Marlena.
Marlena, please help me wash the windows of the limousine with vinegar and newspaper.
Lay with me.
I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh!
Yeah, there you go. Dear fellas, I want... By the way, it's not a hi-oh, it's vigorous applause and screaming.
Okay.
Do that. Rob, here's the challenge for the next mailbag.
All right.
See if you can remember this. When I say I hold in my hand, perhaps some incredible sound to indicate joy and a crowd reaction.
Consider it done.
And then if you do that, perhaps next mailbag, I'll come up with a Johnny Carson line.
A mayor type, you know. Right.
Dear fellas, I want to share this tidbit I saw on Buzzer TV. Jack Cassidy was on the Alan Ludden version of Password. He gave his partner the clue Bah, B-A-H. Naturally, his partner said sheep. It turns out Jack, in his phony baloney, mid-Atlantic pretentious accent, was saying bar. It was spectacular. I wish you all and all of TMOS Station bah.
Bah. Yes there. Hello there. I'm going to the bar. Going to the bar to have a margarita. Jack Cassidy!
I wish you and all of TMOS Nation happy vaccinations and a return to normalcy soon. To quote Jack, let's go hit some nice bars. There you go. Janet Ward from Rochester, thank you for those magnificent letters. It's been too long.
Yes.
You want to send one to Rob and it'll get read on the show. Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Boo,
we
got
to take a break and we will come back with more fun and frivolity right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I was in pain on my angry deathbed.
Oh, poor you.
It's my aching belly, my diverticulitis, which is flaring up.
You're going to cry, baby. Oh, you're going to fucking cry.
Look at him, he's crying.
It's going to be embarrassing, but since I have no material left on the show today, and I'm cloudy, and I'm having trouble reading, I will tell you it's because I wore too tight pants.
Does stress get at it?
Yes, the stress of that last segment. Stress of old promos, the stress of no guests.
I drink your milkshake, Eli.
Mike O'Mara is killing himself for you. Are you so selfish that you can't show some damn common decency and buy a bonus show subscription? He gives and gives day after day, and you sit out there with your hand out like a selfish You're killing him. How dare you? Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and buy a bonus show subscription today for the love of God.
I love that at the end.
That's such a good guy.
Hey, boy, do we have a product for you
that we want
to tell you about on the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to welcome a new sponsor and something super, super cool that you're going to love because you all been cooking a lot more lately. But it's slow, waiting for the oven to preheat and clean, never fun. That's why you got to check out, ladies and gentlemen, let me get a timpani right
here,
okay? This is cool. Are you ready?
Yes.
Award-winning chef Emeril Lagasse's Power Air Fryer 360.
Yeah! Woo!
Man, it replaces 9 appliances. 9. It's so much more than an air fryer. It's an air fryer, rotisserie, toaster, broiler, pizza oven, and more, all in one. Emeril's Air Fryer 360 cooks with hot air, not oil, so you can cook healthier with up to 70% fewer calories. The 360-degree quick cook turbo heat technology cooks food with a whirlwind of superheated air that is great for crispy fried taste without all of the added fat and calories. And it comes with accessories like a crisper tray, pizza rack, drip tray, baking pan. You guys have used them already.
Oh my God, I've got it's fantastic.
Mine. I'm ready to go tonight. I'm going to put it together. It's fantastic. With dishwasher safe parts, cleanup is quick and easy. It cooks everything perfectly every time. Burgers, mozzarella sticks, salmon, Oscar's chicken tenders. It's even incredible.
Even if you haven't had an oven for 4 years, I know a guy. And you said, oh.
You didn't have a schmoven?
This is all we really need. All these appliances in one, and it just takes up a little bit of the counter.
Yeah.
It's perfect for a small kitchen. Yeah. It's effortless.
It is.
It's amazing. You're going to love it. I promise you will use it every day. Just hit a button and walk away, and leftovers taste better than they did the first time around. Emeril's Air Fryer 360 makes an amazing Mother's Day gift. Right now, they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to tryemerilair.com. Did I get that right?
Exactly.
TryEmeraldAir.com and use promo code TMOS. You'll receive 10% off plus free shipping. So head to TryEmeraldAir.com and use our promo code TMOS. One last time, TryEmeraldAir.com and use the code TMOS. And he's one of the guys that says, bam,
bam,
bam, all the time.
Bam. Yeah.
It's awesome.
A button on our website. If that is a daunting website for you, just click the button. It'll take you right there. And you got to get this thing.
Look,
it's great.
For any of the, and we should say with a new sponsor like Emeril, anybody that wants to support one of our fine advertisers,
bang that button.
Please go there. I don't have time to dive into what I really want to dive into. And we're going to do this on tomorrow's show.
What's that?
At the beginning of tomorrow's show. And that is going to be Oscar Santana's picture in the bedroom. I'm going to tease it right here.
Well, it's tomorrow, not his bedroom.
My parents'
Well,
bedroom.
His mother's bedroom.
Yes.
And I'm not sure I want to ask you what I want to ask you. But
you can ask me.
Well, I think perhaps, maybe not tomorrow, but whenever it's convenient for, I think photographic evidence might be essential.
Oh, I can do that this weekend.
You could do that this weekend? Okay. Yeah. Then
could you not have your mother photograph it and use her phone?
That would be awkward.
Mom, you know that naked picture in your bedroom?
That would be awkward.
Could you make sure you get it a landscape, if you would?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Rob, we're so late today.
Yeah,
I don't know where to do this, but I just want to bring this up
all right.
Very quickly because I have a little show and tell here too.
Okay.
All right. Carla brought these.
Oh.
These are these. What is happening to apples?
Is that what's on the? I see it still has the sticker. What does the sticker read?
HGH.
The sticker says
Honeycrisp. Okay, see, I thought it might be, and here's the deal.
I'm trying to get perspective on it right now. This is the size of a melt.
Like, what you need to do is what they do on classy eBay listings. Put it next to a pack of smokes. They do that all the time.
Or a soda can.
Here's
my Yeti cup.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
it is comically
half
oversized.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, and I'm off the Honeycrisp bandwagon, and you were the one that introduced me to the Honeycrisp.
In America, I would say.
I think years ago in your living room when you said, I've got a game-changing apple, and it was to a point where you said, this will change your life. Mm-hmm. And they were not easy to find, and they were expensive.
Right.
But in ensuing years, they got cheaper and easier to find because, Mike, they overbred them. And they stopped having the amount of flavor. They got bigger and
I see produce this large, and I think something's hinky.
Yeah,
I think
Monsanto.
Something's happening in a laboratory, and I think you'll have it. But I mean, I'm still eating them. I ate one last night during the State of the Union. I was actually,
the president had one during the speech too, didn't he?
And by the way, he did with those giant Joe Biden veneers.
Hold on.
You know,
he
smiles a certain point. At a certain point, he smiles, and he really does look like the Joker, where that like triangle goes off to one side, right, where he's just kind of going.
His face is going to bust open.
It's like, really, doesn't it look like all of a sudden he'd be like, I have to say, and then the whole jaw opens up.
Mike,
it's
I've
strange.
Got a new favorite apple that you can occasionally see in grocery stores. It's called the Jazz.
Ooh.
Have you seen it? But here is a picture of it. I think it is got a similar derivative as the Honeycrisp.
You mean it has got a similar?
It has a similar derivation. It
it's
shares
got the same color scheme, the yellow.
But it also, it is a smaller apple, and the flavor is much more intense. Remember how Honeycrisp, when you bit into them, they would almost explode with flavor?
I have to give you some props here. Do you see how much better he did with his photo?
He's not doing it on his own. He's got Maddie running the camera.
Oh. Yeah. I require assistance.
So I do try to build him up. I really do try to build him up. I was trying, Rob. I was really trying.
And that's right.
Maddie will also help me out of the studio and into my chair. Because once I'm in place, I'm kind of like Charlton Heston at the end of his career.
It's another one. I brought two in.
Mike, they're too big. There's no way there can be enough flavor. Wrong. They've expanded what it is to me, and I had one of those. Is it's like there's the exact same amount of flavor in twice the amount of real estate. So they've cut. Take a bite and tell me how it is.
I can't. I'm fasting.
Oh, that's true.
So
well, you can spit it out like Elton John.
Come on. Don't be a baby.
No, but you know what I will give you before we go to break here? I will give you from the Cider House Rules, one of my my favorite movies of all time. I will give you the nasty supervisor of the guys that were picking apples.
Yes.
When Homer comes to pick apples with them, and the guy that's the Mr. So-and-so, who's the father, that ends up being in trouble. Well, I think we're making history here, Homer.
Anyway. And that's you know, good. Oscar, you know how I knew.
Please find out what that actor's name is.
Well, I'm looking right now.
I think we're making history here. Homer.
I knew Mike loved that movie because he came into the studio. He said, "You know what, Rob? The Cider House rules."
Rules. Great movie.
It is
great.
It is.
My daughters. That movie's so old. I would say goodnight to my daughters. Goodnight, you queens of Virginia. You princesses of Maine. I would say something to that effect would say goodnight to them. I took that from the movie, and they said, "Dad, shut up." Anyway, we got to take a break.
At least they don't say that anymore.
We've got the vault standing by.
It's dumpster.
The dumpster.
The dumpster. Yeah, we might have to change that back.
It's never taken. It's taken to me. Yeah. I'm not going to start that again.
And it's starting to smell in here, too.
Okay, very good. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. And I'll be eating this, but I'm scared of it. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Mike. Time now to check the TMOS community bulletin board. Tonight is bingo night in the social hall at Our Lady of the Perpetually Bleeding Ulcer. Early Bird Bingo has a $500 jackpot. Do you like flapjacks? Well, if you do, the Loudoun County All-Star High School Jazz Band has a night for you. They're holding a fundraiser to pay for their trip to south of the border in South Carolina, and it's tomorrow night at Oscar's House of Pancakes from 6 to 6:15. If you have a question, thought, or birthday request for the TMOS mailbag, send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Remember, Rob has two B's. Or send it through snail mail to TMOS Mailbag, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. They also like packages. And that's your TMOS Community Bulletin Board. Now back to more hijinks on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I'm in my new map right now, and as a matter of fact, I have to log in.
Yes.
I was flat today when I did that. This is an article about applying positive reinforcement to your food choices. Noom is all about giving you positive feedback and psychological help that helps you keep your weight off and lose weight in the first place. Think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. So much nonsense out there. Noom doesn't have that. There's a lot of contradictory stuff when it comes to losing weight. A lot of information that's not stuff you should be paying attention to. I love Noom because it's not about what we eat. It's about, oh dear, Rob. You see, it's not about what eat.
Really? That's funny. Yeah, that's odd.
That's 40 bucks this week. It's rough.
It's not about what to eat, but about how you eat in general.
Yes.
Noom teaches you about eating so you can get smart about your food and the choices you make. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program to help your aspirations become reality.
Mm.
Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. If you stumble, you can get back on track tomorrow. It works. It's only 10 minutes a day, and you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan. Noom works with you. I really want you to try Noom. It's a wonderful food database as well, and it's great to weigh in every day, keep track of what you're doing. We all love it. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's NOOM.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today. It's NOOM.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? It's NOOM.com/TMOS for Noom. And now an abbreviated
Spin
digital
it.
Dumpster because we are running super late today. Take it away, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
This was going viral yesterday, and this would drive me nuts until I started to watch. I said, I actually might enjoy it. You ever get next to someone on a plane that's wearing headphones or earbuds and they talk loud because they can't hear themselves, right?
Okay.
And I've been accused of this when I was watching movies on a train, that if I talk to someone that I would talk really loud. This guy takes it to the next level. Apparently, he's listening to a David Bowie song while he's got his earbuds in the airplane, and he's having a great time.
Ground control to Major Tom. Put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Totally unaware.
Countdown engines on.
And I've watched it a lot of times, and the thing that I love
just
about
the
it,
voice is so bad.
And also,
sounds like Mark Wahlberg in Ted.
He doesn't know all the words. So it's just like, you know, there's probably another line, and then he goes, countdown engines on.
That's how I sing if I ever sing in the car. I'm not going to lie. That's what it sounds like. Like, it's me. I just know ants marching, and that's it. And then I'll sing those words to a Dave Matthews song and move on with my life.
What's the last thing you sang? Do you remember?
Ave Maria. At Christmas.
Wow. Really? Can you give us a little of that?
I was hammered.
No, I don't.
And my mom
it.
Was playing it. It was beautiful.
Do you sing it in a higher or lower register? Because I'm thinking, before you answer, Mike, I'm picturing like boys choir.
Ave Maria.
All right. Thank you very much. We get the buzzer for that one. Thank you.
Okay. Mike, you say you have a mean neighbor. But you don't have any, like, running feuds with your neighbors, right?
No. And as a matter of fact, I'm very, very happy that there is nothing ongoing. It's
good.
Over what it is. But it will always frustrate me that there was nothing done. There was nothing really done egregiously on our part. I will never quite understand. This is someone who chose to dislike for no reason. So I see them all the time. Because it's this way with any neighbor I've ever had a problem with. They are always there, or they appear to always be there because you're uncomfortable around.
Let me ask you this. Have you had a feud in the neighborhood of every neighborhood you lived in?
No, not even close.
Yeah.
No. Quite the contrary, actually.
You were well loved when you lived in—
Did I disappoint you with that? Did
no,
I disappoint
no,
you
no.
were you going down that
this, it's,
Were
it's
you
shocking.
Not well loved in Annapolis? I remember you had neighbors in Annapolis that really liked you.
Well, I did. And the guy was fine. I mean, he was a pain in the ass because any project I do outside, he'd come out and he'd shake his head like it was
no,
an idiot.
You're not doing it right, pal.
Yeah, well, and then right in front of him one day, I had a ladder on a picnic table on a deck, and I fell off of it. And I got the, yeah. That was the Mac Daddy of it. And he was literally staring at me when it happened. And, I'm okay. I'm okay. You all right? That's the way he said I was all right. You all right?
Did you have the feeling you kind of gave him the best moment of his month when that happened?
Oh, I absolutely did. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going back inside to watch golf. Ed.
Ed. All right. Yeah. Well, at least you're not neighbors with this farmer in Michigan. He had a dispute with his neighbor about the property line, and it didn't end well. He has a farm. The neighbor has a rental property on the other side where he rents the house. And so after the dispute, they decided to mark it, and he built a fence well, a wall, really. He made it out of manure.
It probably has some agricultural benefit.
They normally spread it on the field, but decided to make a fence out of it. When you got renters, you know, they have to live with this every day. I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently ruining my morning as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like you.
It's 250 feet long, Mike. A 250-foot...
That guy's being a douche.
He is. He is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's no cool. That's not cool.
But the smell.
That was like really me just then, wasn't it? Yeah. I normally don't say
over
that.
The top.
Yeah, over the top. He's being a DB. Yeah. He is.
If he was your neighbor, you would crawl over the poop fence and say, hey.
Hey, good morning, douche.
Not cool.
Not all cool.
Right.
Not
you okay. Say, is that PC anymore? You can't say that anymore, right, can you?
I think you
I mean, come on. What are we? I can't keep track of what they...
Someone's got to tell us.
I recall, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually the French word for shower.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're, very good. Very yeah. good. Let's close with this. You talked
Have
about,
a great day, you bag of cleaning solution.
Time to move on.
You said, oh, is it really?
No.
Sometimes it's fun.
Hey, I'm waiting for Rob to say something gross.
No, you see? I'm going to rein it in. Okay. Rein it in. You said Joe Biden looked good last night, seemed to have it together. I don't know. There was one statement he made that really bothered me. Let's close with this.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, after just 100 days, I can report to the nation. And some of you know more about this than I do. I know of nothing. It's frightening. Most importantly, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we're on track to cut First Lady in half. We're the United States of America. Thank you for your patience.
What is he talking about? So
oh
I just
my God,
watch out,
all
Jill.
Over the place.
And then he built this wall around the White House out of poop.
Right, the wall of the yeah,
that's, that's your digital dumpster.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was fascinating. Sometimes the real terms that I use for people.
DB.
You know, right. Hey, glad you're going 40 through the neighborhood with kids playing. You. Anyway, that word. Still one of my faves. Thank you for listening. Thank you for those wonderful, wonderful letters.
Great letters.
And thanks to Duff Goldman, whose super happy, fun, delightful time is on Discovery Plus.
Yes.
And it's the...
Starts
it's
today.
It's Duff's... Hold on. I got it right here.
Super happy,
it's Duff's
fun time.
Crazy, kooky, wonderful, happy, silly time cookie show.
That's it. Search it in your guide.
It's it's Duff's Happy Time Baking Show. Is that what it is?
I believe it is, yes. It'll come right up as soon as you go to Discovery Plus, and it
very
starts
good.
Today.
Go to you can stream it, and you can watch it today. That's it. We got to get out of here for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.